On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, an energetic conversation among three members of the Red Hot Dancing Queens, a diverse group of women who love to dance and who you'll see in parades and events all around the tri-state. And as Renee Tecco, Claire Stewart, and Aaron Simpkins Travers discuss, even in the Big Easy.
Renee, what's your highlight or highlights?
I think going to New Orleans, because I had always wanted to go. Mm. I just wanted to go and watch, but I didn't think, like, you know, I was kind of scared. I thought it was scary. I was like, oh, my God, I don't know if I
to could. To go to New Orleans or parade in New Orleans?
To go to New Orleans during Mardi Gras. I was like, oh, that's, you know, because I was like, they could probably see that I'm kind of nerdy. And they're just going to, like, come and jump me. Be like, oh, you're from Cincinnati. You look like a punk. Let's get her.
What does someone from Cincinnati look like?
I don't know. I guess they look like me. They would be like, oh, look at her. She looks like she can, we could easily roll her. But it was awesome. It was,
and
like,
how family friendly it is. That's the biggest misconception of Mardi Gras. Is it's
it really
like
was.
Drink and show your tatas and you got to get beads. It's like the most family friendly. Everyone out dancing in the streets, cheering you on. I mean, we had people asking how could they could join us.
Yeah.
In New Orleans.
Yeah,
which is
crazy.
Why is Cincinnati?
I was like, why would you? I'm like, you guys are like the home of parading, and you want to join us. That's kind of awesome that people would look at us and be like, yeah, you know, we want to do what they're doing because you know, we are so diverse. We're diverse in age. We're diverse in race.
I was mind blowing because in one, but I was like, we're here. We've got this. It's all good. And I'm like, it's hot. They don't know how to dance in the heat. We're all been practicing in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
But I knew we'd have it and I knew we'd bring it because of the evolution we went through and how wonderful, like the hardship, the good ship lollipop. And we actually made like one of the first goals and we were all there. And then to have all those organ grinder dance members on the route.
Oh, that was awesome.
With their
signs.
That
was so wonderful.
Like, the organ grinders love the Red Hot Dancing Queens. Like, welcome Red Hot Dancing Queens.
Yeah.
And having friends come and cheer us on and take photos.
Yeah, yes.
And
there was somebody from Cincinnati down there. He was like, I'm from Cincinnati! It was so happy to see us.
Yeah. That, you know, that's, I mean, how magical is that? And I have to say, is it addictive, ladies?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to go back?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We've already booked a hotel.
Awesome. And I know most of our members want to go, too.
Absolutely.
I know some people also went, done it, lifetime experience, you know, that's okay. And that's okay, too. But
yeah.
And then in the end of the day, we all worked as a team. And we took people from Cincinnati, Ohio, and had them in a parade and got them dancing. And they never in a million years would have thought in their lifetime I'll ever do this. So my question is, what in a million years did you never think you'd do in your lifetime?
Dance in a parade, Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say? Never in a million years did I think I'd move to America. Never in a zillion trillion years did I think I'd live in Milwaukee or New Orleans or Cincinnati. And never in a billion, zillion, trillion, infinity years did I think I'd move to Cincinnati, make a dance crew with an amazing bunch of people, and end up in a caravan on StoryCorps on NPR.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.